Business Baby with Melissa Ambry on Blog Talk Radio. Savvy solutions for your business.
Good morning. We are on Blog Talk Radio with Melissa Ambers. It's Business Baby. And our guest today is a little bit out of the box. We're going to talk with Kat Stancic, Action Incubator. And I know it's a little bit out from what we normally do. And, you know, as always, I always like to bring everything to It's Business Baby because we're out there. We want to know what's out there. We want to know about your business. We want to bring you solutions, ideas, just anything that we can bring to you to not only incorporate into your business, but educational. You never know what you may or may not get out of a segment with Melissa. So with Kat, I ran across her on social media. And her website was interesting and the story was interesting. So I said, you know what? That's what I want to do. I want to bring something interesting and innovative to this Business Baby. So here we are. She is actually the founder of Action Incubator, sought-after speaker, and best-selling author of Seven Principles for a More Productive and Fulfilling Life. And we're going to tag in on that a little bit as we go along. As a self-proclaimed educated junkie, she genuinely cares about honing her coaching skills to get her clients better and bigger results. She's certified with Coaching Training Institute, Project Management Institute, and the Leadership Circle Profile 360 Assessment. She is also a longtime member of the International Coaching Federation, where she holds her ACC. She lives in Maryland. And her two daughters and her adoring husband, who showers her with chocolate massages. Cute. I love it. Good morning, Kat. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I am awesome. So tell us a little bit about Action Incubator. What is that?
Well, Action Incubator actually came out of another business, which was still my coaching business, but this one really, really encapsulates everything that I do and what I'm about. My first version of my business was real corporate, really safe, and just, you know, kind of played nicely in the sandbox with everybody else. And, you know, I always practice what I preach. So I was working with a coach and she basically helped kind of, you know, peel back those layers and helped me come out a lot more and really own my brand. And that's where Action Incubator kind of came out of and really stepped out of there in a big, big way.
Okay. That steps out the box. So as you say, we play nicely in the sandbox and let's, you know, all get along type deal. So now that you're out of the sandbox, how often do you get back in the sandbox? I'm not saying just play nicely, but just get back in the sandbox and play a little bit.
Well, it's less about playing a little bit, but, you know, we all have those moments of doubt. Right, those crisis of faith of, am I going to make it? Am I going to get this done? Am I actually going to, you know, I mean, it's Business Baby, right? So, you know, am I going to be able to make it, right? And no matter what level you're at, whether you're making a couple bucks or a couple million bucks, you have those crises of faith. So it's, you know, everyone has that in those moments where something didn't go the way we wanted it to. You put an offer out there and no one bought, or one person bought, right? And not the 10 or 15 or 1,000 people bought you wanted to, right? And get disappointed and you start comparing yourself. That's when you start getting knocked down to everybody else and other people. And, you know, you got to have the resources and the tools available to you to come out of that pity party and get back in the stirrups and keep going.
What tip for motivation can you give someone that's there? Because running a business, you know, especially starting out, there's a lot of doubts, disappointments, and we just want to quit. And it's just that confidence level can be shot because you may be confident in what you're doing, knowing what you're doing, and do it very well. but because you're not getting those yeses and you're not getting the checks and all of this that you want to get done, what can you offer to help pick them back up?
Yeah, so the biggest thing that I've learned in that is you're not supposed to do this by yourself. Entrepreneurship is an extremely lonely game, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and it feels like a game because, you know, there's all this strategy. I mean, you know, life, all of life is a game, right? You got to think about what you're doing and having intention with your actions, right, like chess. And you're not supposed to do it by yourself, right? You're supposed to have a team behind you. And that means people who
Absolutely.
Are cheerleading you on, people who believe in you, people who believe in your dream, people who will hold that space for you to fail, gracefully get back up. And if you don't have those people in your life, then you need to start finding, you know, and it's like finding your tribe, right? Your tribe of people. So people who are listening to this podcast or tribes of people on Facebook, right? These are your people. And they're the ones that are going to lift you up in those moments of doubt, because on the flip side, you're the one doing the same thing for them in their moment of doubt. And so a lot of times, I mean, that's why there's coaches, right? That's what we do.
Right. But see, what do you think about, okay, like you said, having those cheerleaders, having those people to back you up. Now, we have those, you know, our close friends or relatives that, you know, yeah, you could do it, you could do it. But I have run into, and I've heard other people have run into, yes, you have those people, yeah, you could do it, but they're truly not really that support system for you.
Yeah, it's not your friends, and it's not your family. It's
right.
It's people who can believe in you with even the fact that they have examples of why you should fail, right? It's people who will help you problem solve, or who'll just shut up and let you be and help you just hold space to just, right? Because it's not always about fixing the problem. Sometimes you just need to fall on your face. But a lot of times it's somebody that you're going to have hired, if I'm honest, is the time that I have
right.
on. Because I've shared things with my family, and I've got a very supportive family, but they're afraid for me, and they should be, right? That's their place, to try to keep me safe. But playing safe isn't going to get me the bigger results, right? And so I don't share everything with them, because it's just, cause, you know, it's, so I don't know if you have siblings, but I have five. And if I shared stuff with them, you know they're going to bring up old shit. Right?
Yeah.
Like that
yeah.
time when you were five and you stole their doll or you took their
it
piece of cake, right?
It has nothing to do with what we're talking about.
Right? And they're going to do that because that's just how we're programmed as siblings or friends, right? You're just going to bring up old stuff that has nothing to do with anything, but it's not going to help you, right? Because that's just how we are. Friends, it's great. They're good, but a lot of times they just want to talk about themselves. They don't want to just talk about you all the time. So it's just like when you go to a therapist or you go to a doctor or whatever it is, you're paying someone to give you attention to help you find the solution because they're an expert in that field, because you can't figure it out on your own or you would have done it.
Right. No, you're absolutely right. So I'm looking at, you know, your website and some of the information that, you know, was sent over. And in business, you know, that's where we're at. We're in business. We're thinking, how can I run this? How can I make money? Most people don't think about ADD, attention deficit disorder. So most do not think about that, and it's more so of, let me do what this person is doing. I'm going to get on this app. I'm going to get on social media. You know, all of these things that everybody sees everyone's doing, but not truly honing in on where they need to be. So can we get into that a little bit on how you work through that?
Yeah. So action deficit disorder, it's cute, isn't it?
Very. I like it,
yeah. is basically where you know, people just action everywhere, and they just get busy in their business. And like you said, they start doing everything that everybody else is doing, but they're not really aligned to what they need to be doing for themselves, right? Because it's easier to follow and mimic someone else than to stand on your own two and blame them and say, well, they did it and it didn't work for me, so it's not my fault, right? Instead of saying, what is my own unique strategy? How is it that I'm going to decide to show up in the world and fully commit to that? And that's where you have the real secret, right? It's fully committing to it and doing it consistently.
Right.
And then all your actions aligning and focusing to that.
Consistency is that big word that we all, that so many fall short.
Absolutely.
How do you, you know, working with, you know, people in your business, helping them to stay consistent and to stay in tune?
They stay consistent by setting their goals, right? So it's, and it's not just about setting the goals, because we all do this every year. We have these, and I don't do it anymore, but New Year's resolutions, right? Let me know how any of those have ever worked out for you.
Right.
You set them, right? Like, poof, it's, you know, I want to lose 30 pounds. Poof, end of the year. What happened? The whole year went by and I put on 20. And it's really because it's not just about setting the intention, right? And it's, you know, it's kind of like a lottery, somebody who wants to win the lottery. Oh, I want to win the lottery. But that takes focused action too. You got to get up and go play the numbers. And then you got to watch the TV to see if you won. And then you got to get up again and go claim the money, right? There's actions that align to that desired outcome. So if you have a goal that you want to achieve, you have to reverse engineer that, and to the point where it's as simple as get up and go play the lottery, watch the TV, go up and claim the money, right? And when you can break it down to that simple level, then any goal that you decide to achieve is absolutely possible.
Okay. So that brings me to my next question. What got you started on focusing on profits for business versus revenues?
Oh, yeah. So I am so sick of constant, and I see it all the time on Facebook and any kind of social media ads and all that, of I made, you know, comma value in 36 hours or 2 weeks or 5K in 5 days. And it's all these gurus that are trying to promote the 6- and 7-figure mark as this amazing place. And I call BS. It's not true. It's not about hitting 6- and 7-figures of revenue. It's about hitting 6- and 7-figures of profit. Because revenue is not going to pay the bills. Profits will. A lot of us treat our businesses like an ATM, right? As much money as we make is as much money as we're spending, and sometimes a hell of more, and we're getting hit with those bank overdraft fees, right?
Yes.
So it's not about running your business like an ATM. It's, you know, as much money as you make is as much money as you spend. No, that's not why we got in this business in the first place. It's about achieving freedom of time and money, right? So where in the process did you lose track of that? So that's why I'm all about the profits, because I know that profits is what's going to help secure my children's future, right? It's going to secure my freedom, financial freedom. And when I have that focus on profit, that means I'm more focused with my time, which means I'll have more freedom of time.
In business, like you said, that we look at really what's in front of us and not really look towards the future. So that leads to improper planning and not getting to where you really need to be. And that is time. It makes a big difference on how you use your time. And it's whether you're working at the back office, you know, taking care of some administrative tasks, working on projects, meeting clients, whatever it may be, that time is what so many don't look into. So, like you said, it's about those profits. And if you keep dipping in your profits with your time, you're defeating the purpose. And mm-hmm. what I mean when I say that is if you're doing unnecessary travel, when you could get on the phone or you could do Skype or Zoom or Google Hangout or something, you're burning gas, your time in traffic. So that's burning into your profits. So even mm-hmm. though we're not physically dishing out the money at that moment, you're still dipping into it.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the only thing that we have to exchange is time. You exchange time for everything, for money, for experiences, whatever it is. And, you know, when you look and understand the value of your time and really calculate it, I have a dollar worth for every hour I spend on something. So I know that mm-hmm. when I make a decision as to, you know, is hanging out on Facebook for the next hour worth my time, I can consciously answer that question either yes or no, right? And at night mm-hmm. when I want to be brain dead, yeah, totally. That's fine. That's worth my time. I can make that decision. But during the day, when it's a choice between calling a client and just putzing around on Facebook, no. The thing that's going to make me money in my business is going to be calling that client. It's not going to be hanging out, responding to some arbitrary post somewhere.
Mm-hmm. So speaking of social media, what are your thoughts and your practices with social media? Yes, it's pretty much free marketing for businesses, and everybody's on there. And, you know, some are one more than the other. But what are your thoughts about a branding or a marketing person that may tell you, oh, you got to be on social media, you got to do all these postings, you got to put all this stuff out on social media. That's how you're going to get money. Not true. What is your thoughts on that?
So there, some of it's true, but you have to be very strategic, right? So
correct.
You know, gone
right.
are the days where you could just post in some groups and get clients, right? Because, you know, that's how Facebook used to be. But we're so slammed, right, with marketing and Facebook ads and so many groups.
Yeah.
And to the point where even a lot of the people that are, you know, up the ladder for me have closed their Facebook groups because they don't have a voice in them anymore, right? So how you make money mm-hmm. on social media is by creating a tribe of unique people, right, of people who
exactly.
are your followers that you can help lead and usher on and even learn from and support
right.
them and then build that community mm-hmm. where you value bomb them. And, I mean, that's what I'm doing with my community. I have 3 free masterclasses that I'm going to be doing over the next 3 months, things that I'm paid thousands of dollars to do that I'm offering to my tribe for free, because I want to provide them value, and that's the intent, is to just provide them value and get them information so that they get into action to get more profits. That's how
and that's
I leverage
thing.
My social media.
You got
to
have that value.
Right. Yep. Yep. It's not about taking, right? Like, you've got to build credibility.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of people go out there and they just, and I've seen this before so many times, entrepreneurs going out and then they build a small list and they put an offer after an offer after an offer and sending it to their list, and they're shocked as to why no one is buying. Well, you haven't built the credibility with them. How do you build credibility? You got to give them value constantly, right? You've got to nurture them. And that's what I discovered that, right, was a huge game changer for me and my business. You've got to nurture your people. You've got to feed them, right? Like, they're your tribe, but they're not going to stick around if you're not going to give them anything to eat.
Uh-huh.
You know? Because when you ask them to help build your empire, because that's part of it, you have to have said that you fed them enough to be able to give them the energy to do it. So what are you feeding your people? What value are you providing them? How are you sharing your expertise? Because it's a two-way street, right? You share your expertise, increases your authority, increases your expertise level, so that then they'll want to buy from you. No one gets married
right.
after a first date, for the most part. Not a lot of marriages will have
right.
succeeded after that. You got to give them a taste
right.
of what it is you do, because they're not just going to arbitrarily buy from you. And think about when you bought from someone. What was it that they did? How long did you follow someone before you bought from them? What kind of value were they providing to you? it's a simple path. It's not complicated. People like to make it complicated, but that's all you got to do.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I think that's the misconception is, that they're looking at, I'm posting, I got these ads, I'm doing campaigns, but it's after a while you get just overwhelmed with the nothing, and mm-hmm. you're gonna lose that following. They're gonna lose interest, even though you may say, "Oh, okay, I got so many likes and maybe a few shares." Most people, when they're used to you and it's your family or friends or somebody, they're just going to click like and keep scrolling and have no idea what that post said.
Yeah, your friends and family are not going to buy from you. Yeah. You got to have your own Facebook page. You got to have your own Facebook group. It's separate from your friends and family. It's not about likes, but it is about engagement.
Yeah.
It's about who's responding, who's viewing your stuff. Don't spend any money on Facebook ads until you're clear about the value that you provide and the results that you get for your clients, because you're just wasting money. And here's the thing.
We can have a whole show on value.
Right? And you can do it offline. Don't forget that in-person mm-hmm. networking is old. I mean, yes, it's old school, but it's not a lost art. Plenty of people still make more than seven figures by networking face-to-face. Got to mm-hmm. get out from behind the keyboard and meet people. There's very few people that I know who are successful by being solely online entrepreneurs. They happen,
mm-hmm.
but it's not the rule.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's about getting out and actually talking to people, shaking hands, but
making relationships.
Be careful when you're going out with that too. You know, so many networking events have turned into a happy hour. So you have to be, you know, it goes back to what you said. It has to be. You have to have some type of plan. You have to be strategic on what you're doing and why, not just because it's a lot of people there.
So what I do. Every single time, this is my strategy, is whenever I go to any networking event, try to, as best possible, go to the right networking events, right? You just don't go willy-nilly all over the place. I don't have time for that, right?
Correct. Yes, definitely.
What I do is when I find a networking event that's of interest to me and that I think would be good for my business, I go in with one intention, one single strategy, and that's to make two heart-to-heart connections. That means having two real conversations with people, not where I'm selling, not where I'm being sold to, just two real connections and following up with them. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's my single strategy that I have every time I go to a networking event. And it works. It builds my list of buyers.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're connecting for real, right? It's not about being sold to, right? No one wants to be sold to. People want to be invited to buy.
I love that you just said that. I love you, because that's the thing is, well, I'm telling them to buy. I'm telling them I have a special. Sometimes it's not about you saying to buy. You know,
mm-hmm.
talk to them, invite them in. You know, just look around. But when it's like sell, 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 you're sounding like a car dealership. You know.
Exactly. No one might. I mean, think about it. When you go into a furniture store, it pisses me off when someone follows me around the minute I get in, and I'm just like, leave me alone. And it doesn't matter how many times
I
tell them to leave me alone, they never leave me alone.
I've left before. You know, I'm okay with even introducing yourself when I first walk in. If you need help, that's my name, blah, 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 and walk away.
Right.
You know, but if you follow me and every time I look up, you're like slowly following me around the store, but keeping
your distance.
I feel
like you're being preyed on. Yeah. But that's what people are doing in like Facebook groups or when they're putting all these offers out, right? They're just saying, buy, 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 buy for me. How about now? How about now? How about now? And it's just like, no, dude, back off. Give them some space.
Yeah.
Be strategic. Value bomb them. And then ask them if they would like to come and, you know, play with you almost in a way, right? We've very much forgotten the art of play in business and in life. It's not just for kids.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So is this part of your book, Seven Principles for a More Productive and Fulfilling Life? Is that part of some of your principles?
Yeah, there's pieces of my principles in there. And I've got another book that I'm working on now. But, yeah, Seven Principles does talk about just the foundational components that you need in order to have a successful business and life, and what that looks like and how to implement those things. And every chapter, and it's strategically thin, so it's 60 pages, because 98% of people who read a book that's less than 60 pages will finish it. You know, how many books do we have sitting on our nightstand that we bought and we felt good about buying, but that's about as far as we got with it.
Yeah.
I'm all about
skim through it.
This is 60 pages. You can read it in an hour. Read it in the tub and then read it on the couch and then go to bed. You're done in a day. But it has gold nuggets in there that you can take and implement in your life. And there's action items after every single chapter, you know, productivity tips to help really boost your productivity so you can reclaim that freedom of time and money and get more profits in your business.
Okay. How would you say to maintain your focus? Because, we kind of hit on the ADD aspect of it, but how can they maintain it? What tips or tools do you have that can help a business to stay in the on their path and just not, you know, continually veer off and they lose their focus? And, at the end of the day, nothing gets done, or it's not done correct, or it's incomplete, and they can't meet deadlines.
Yeah. So I have one tool that is super powerful that it's my go-to one that I leverage, one of many, but this is the one that I love using the most, and it's the one that gets the most for people. And it's simply the number three. Three things that are going to move your business forward this week. What are those three things that you're going to do this week to make whatever it is that you want to do in your business, right? So if it's making more profits, if it's closing more clients, if it's whatever that is that's going to move your business forward, what are those three things? And then basically the first thing you do in the morning is get up and do that. There's no responding to emails. There's no checking Facebook. You do the things that you are intended to do, and then you can do all the rest of the stuff. And if you abide by that, you'll be so much more productive than you ever have been before. Then we can go into all kinds of aspects of, you know, actual productivity and organization and all that kind of good stuff, teams and delegation and all that, being strategic with your goal setting and simplifying the components of your business. But if I have to go to one thing, that's the one thing that I go to.
Okay. What would you say about, and we're still kind of, I want to hit on focus, staying focused, is what do you think about throughout the day? You have meetings after meetings, you have projects, you have all these things that go on within one day. I have this point where I take breaks or I put on music, and it's not always about finding that, oh, that song with the motivational lyrics and all of that. It's just you just have some music that, you know, you just hear a beat or something, or it just gets you off the move. And it's not about it being that quote-unquote right song. I'm just going to listen to this right now. I need some energy. Or just sometimes we just need to walk away for a moment.
Away. Totally. And we work better in 90-minute increments anyway, right? It's not about sitting at your desk all day long. And I've done that. And I still do it sometimes where I'm just pushing through and trying to get something done, right? And I've, gotten up later and been like, oh, my God, I didn't get out of my house today. I didn't actually breathe fresh air. And that doesn't feel good either. I got stuff done.
I've done that.
I didn't get out of the house. I didn't change out of my pajamas. I just rolled out of bed to my desk, right? Or you get to like 2 o'clock in the afternoon and you realize you haven't eaten anything that day. There's a balance, right? And if you don't set the boundaries, if you don't honor your own boundaries, how is someone else going to honor them, right? And so, you know, it kind of gets us back to the 90 minutes and the, you know, you got to get up and take care of yourself, right? And, you know, I'll go for a walk or listen to some music. It has nothing to do with any, it has nothing to do with work, right? It just gets you into that higher vibration, right? That higher energetic field where you're in the vortex, right? You're in the zone, whatever you want to call it, where you're feeling good. And when you're feeling good, and then you take action from there, and you're more productive, you take better action, you take, you know, you're telling, you know, God, source, universe, whatever you want, I want more of this, taking action from that place. And that's a very clear and loud message that you can receive.
Yeah, it's about being productive. If you're not productive, it's just not gonna, you're not gonna make it. That's what's gonna get you to clients and get things done is being productive, but being smart about your work processes, your daily processes. And actually, let's go back to what you said. You know, those three things. Let's hit those three things. And my three things is not necessarily your three things.
Nope.
So
they never
get
are.
Away from that. Right. We got to get away from that template and that uniformity of this person posted this and they're successful and they're making six figures. It's not the same. You got to really know you, know your business, and do what's good for you and not what someone else did because they say that they're making six figures.
Right. Comparison game is never something that does any much good for any of us. And like you said, it's about understanding what your rhythm is, right? What is it that is going to work for you and being unapologetic about it, right? If you're someone who is a sprinter in their business, then be a sprinter and be productive to, you know, 4 out of the 8 hours during the day. If you're someone who's a marathon runner, then you marathon run for 3 days and you take 4 days off a week, right? Be you unapologetically at all times.
Absolutely. Well, unfortunately, we're coming to the end of the show, but I want to give you time to go through and let people know about your website, your social media, more about your book so they can go out and support. And any events or anything you have coming up?
Yeah, great. So feel free to find me on Facebook. I'm Kath Stancic, but you can join my Facebook group at Driven Action. Action Incubator is the name of my business. So there's a free gift that I'd love to provide everyone who's listening. And you just simply go to www.actionincubator.com/3shifts. This is my ebook where I share with you the 3 shifts so that you can bank 6+ figures in profits, not just revenues, with a hell of a lot less effort too. So feel free to connect and looking forward to seeing you guys online.
Awesome. It has been a pleasure and I love talking with you. So I wish you all the best and I'm loving this action deficient disorder and just getting people up going, boosting their productivity. So I love what you're doing. And thank you so much for coming on and sharing that with us.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
It's been a pleasure.
Have a wonderful day.
You too.